חרט בו תגעלו שם צד נתן יסיון כה וחרט הצפרדים על ארץ מצרועים ויהיד ארץ יולו מי מצרועים וטל הצפרדיה וטל הצפרדיה וצפרדיה כמעל זאת רעשי צפרדיה אחס הויסה בעצם it was only one צפרדיה not more it was only one צפרדיה. So how did it become Tzvardim? There was the mouth of Tzvardim. How did it become so many Tzvards and Tzvardim? Zoktim, Zokt Rashi, B'Shem Chazal. Zokt Rashi, B'Shem Chazal, Amore de Gizach. That, it says in Rashi that the Mitzrayim would hit the Tzvardeya, and Mela from that it would come out, a tremendous piles and piles of Tzvardeya, as she says, there Achas Hoysa, where you're marking Hoysa. That's the medrash, and not the pshat. Tzvardeya is really a Lashon Rabbim, even though it really means one Tzvardeya. But the mice at the end of the day could also mean a Rabbim of Tzvardeya. Because the mice, the Chor comes out of Pelah the Gazach. Be'etzem, at the end of the day, Hashem wanted more, a lot of Tzvardim to come out. That was his rotzer. Well, the Maisa, all Hashem did was get, all Hashem was to bring one big Tzvardim on it. If Hashem wanted Tzvardim to come out, why did Hashem only want Tzvardim? So he was soimech that they were marking Oysa. They used to hit it, and the Maisa more would come out. Is the Maisa is the Chodova Pel of the Maisa. The Sova Shaldova. Why were they hitting it? Continue hitting it. They kept seeing every time they hit, more came out. So why would they keep hitting it? As up there, as the Stipler said, the Sova Birus Peretz, is the Chodorai that a person has Kaas, a person has a need of Kaas, he's not sure on his Seich. Kaas is one of the Midois that takes over a person's Seich. And therefore, even logically, it didn't make any sense. Because they were arming themselves. Like, they kept on hitting it. And they kept on smashing it. And they kept on whacking it. And what was coming out? More and more frogs. So we think they would say they would learn the lesson. The Teretz is that a person has kaas, a person, his mind doesn't function properly. He loses himself. When a person loses himself, a person, it's a dangerous thing. And a person in Kaas, Chazal, say that a person could do the worst type of things. The Ma'avim Mishas HaKaas. A person in Kaas could mamish destroy different zachen. And what's the pshat? He could hurt someone that he loves. He could injure somebody that he really has a cares for. Teretz is because Kaas takes over a person's mind. It doesn't let him see straight. It blinds him of seeing the MS, of seeing straight. And a fall inside a person in Kaas is very, very dangerous. More so, Chazal tell us that Kol HaKoye is Ki'ilo Oyved HaBarizor. And it could be that the MS, this was maybe a pure Jewish or Remez, that was why here in the Makkah of Makkah's. So right there, Hashem was miramis to them. That their koyach hakas could bring out the makkah in its entirety. That maybe the Kodesh Baruch Hu was serving on the kas of the Mitzrayim. That through their koyach hakas, that would bring out the makkah of Tzvardeya into a different whole level. That according to what we're saying now, that the makkah of Tzvardeya was according to the level of how much they hit it. So they could hit more and more and more, more than they come out. So Mitzrayim, wake up, don't be stupid. Don't be foolish, what are you considering? Heresy. The meaning of Kaas was was there, and they weren't able to be shown in this place. But it says it's very, 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 very connected to the tears of the Mitzrayim and power of the leader. Because the Gemara Zalt called Akoya is Kiva Oyved Avodah Zara. So says the Gemara. Called Akoya is Kiva Oyved Avodah Zara. And what's the Pshara? What is that? Kok has for MSD is soid. If anybody wants to know, where's the soid? Where's the soid of the Chesor and the Midas HaKas? Where does this Kas come from? So first of all, about it comes from a person being spoiled, having a certain way, but the Yisoy of Midas Kas comes from a Yisoy of a lack of a moon in Rabbi Yisrael. Kas comes from a Chesor and the moon. Kas comes from a lack of belief in HaKadosh Baruch. Kol HaKoy is Kilo Oivin HaKadosh Baruch. What's the Pshar of Yisrael? The Pshar is that what's the sort of kas? If we want to analyze kas and it's amkus, what's the sort of kas? Kas is the difference between what a person wants something to be and what it is. That's what really it is. What's kas? What are you getting upset about? You want something to be a certain way. You would like that you would have $1 million. You'd like to be successful in this business adventure. It doesn't turn out the way you like. You'd like to go now to the base measures. And you like things to go your way. You get angry. Why you get angry? Because you're upset because you saw this because you want it to be a certain way. It's not that way. But if a person maimed, the Amun Shleim in the Kodesh Baruch, he goes out of business venture, it turns out the wrong way. Oh, he starts cursing, he starts angry. He goes now to eat. And so he doesn't get the portion that he liked. He goes now to somewhere and he doesn't get what he liked. So he gets angry. He comes home. Things are not like he likes. He gets angry. But if a person would realize that nothing takes place in this world without the Rebbeinu Shlom in charge, and only make it at spoil. So it means that whatever was supposed to come to him, whether he's supposed to get it or not get it, whether it was supposed to be good or not, the Maisa that's Min HaShemayim. Now you can say, listen, someone was supposed to do it for me, and he didn't do it. But the Teretz is, the reason why it didn't happen is because you weren't supposed to get it. The fact that he didn't do it, okay, it's his fault. He's going to get punished, like we say, like Chazal say. The base mission was nefes of sinas chinam. Sinas chinam? Why was it sinas chinam? People upset other people. They did bad things to them. Teretz is, the fact that they did something bad to you is not the reason why it happened. The reason why it happened was something bad was supposed to happen to you. He had to be the shliach. Why to begalgen choy v'adei chayim? He had to be the shliach. But what was supposed to happen to you? What is supposed to occur? What is supposed to go on in this world? A person has to realize it's only one address to everything. It's not this guy. It's not that guy. The reason why the food didn't turn out good, or this didn't turn out good, or that didn't go, it has nothing to do with anything in the world. It's because Min HaShemayim, Hashem Baruch Hu wanted to be that way. And therefore, the fact that I'm upset is because I expect it to be a certain way. It's not that way. That's why I'm upset. But if a person would realize, then that's the pshat kol akoyes kiva oivin avodah zarah. What's the pshat? Because the pshat is that you don't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you get upset, it's kiva your oivin avodah zarah. Me? I'm the staunchest Jew. I even put on tefillin too, and I had a bar mitzvah also
too.
And I go to the down at the aguda. You're calling me an oivin avodah zarah just because I got angry? I didn't get my aliyah yesterday. I was supposed to get shlishi. When the Rav wasn't here, they always give it to me because I'm the biggest balabas here. And you could say that again, how big I am. But the Maisa, what do you mean? I didn't get Shlishi, I didn't get Rabbi, I didn't get the Ali I won, I get this, I didn't get that. Where's this Taina? That guy's at fault, the Garbage at fault, that guy's at fault. That's the mistake, that's all you're going to deserve. If you believe there's another force in this world, that the mice in this world happened because of that, that's Avodah Zarah. You're an Avodah Zarah dicker. You're worshiping Avodah Zarah. A person has to believe 100% that every single thing comes from Ben Yisrael. Nothing in this world is coincidence. Nothing in this world is without the Ben Yisrael. If the version of the decrees you'll have, you're not supposed to have, you're not going to have it, you'll stand on your head, and you'll scream, and you'll get upset, and you'll be upset about this and that, and this, and the yeshiva's supposed to give them too serious. Okay, that's what the yeshiva's for. If you're supposed to have, you'll have it. And you're not gonna have no matter how much you get upset, you scream, you get angry. What are you getting upset about? That's the pshat kol koyis yoyim rezara. Is that the mitzias of kas has shayachas avodah zara in a person? And that's what a person has to realize. A person would work on his emunah, he would less be a kaisen. People think, what have to work on kaisen? Work on a nova. It's also true. A lot of kas of gaiva. But a person would work on his emunah. The person believes mamish 100%. And we believe 100%. It's only the Bnei Shalom. So then he wouldn't have any problems. But if he would sing the song many times, and they would go into him, not just sing it, but go into him, he wouldn't get upset. So it didn't turn out the way he liked it. You walked down the street. You're supposed to catch the bus. You missed the bus. You tripped. You fell. You missed the bus. You get all. You start screaming. Why? Because you're upset. Who are you upset at? Upset at the rock in front of you. Upset at the Arak. You drag. That's where you trip. You're upset at everything. But by the end of the day, why are you upset at this? The why is it turned out? Why I had to go through this? Everything is in the plan of Isaac. So anger has no shyness of Mela. It's very mitzvah for us. And these parishes, that's what the power was, the koifa. And the Kodesh Baruch would believe koifa yotzim yodi. That was his toys for us. Mela, Kodesh Baruch was son of Adi, the only thing ever deserved to add some of Adi, they don't get upset. And through that, the Maka will be Tadpala, Tzvardeh, it'll become Tzvardeh in. But they're never going to get it. It didn't make sense. They're crazy. What are they doing? More frogs and more frogs. Hashem said one frog, but they're hitting away. Come on, Akbar, get your stick. And they're banging and more coming out. And they see more coming out. But they were getting so upset with the stifler, they couldn't control it. They were so raged. Come on, hit more. You know, like, it's hitting and hitting. Like the guy, guy gets up in the middle of the night. And you know, he's sitting in his beautiful caravan here in Tver's time. And all of a sudden, he's smacking the wall. And, get up for a second. I know it's one of the biggest mysterious nerves you could ever have. Get out of bed. Turn the light, and instead he's hitting it because he's so upset, he doesn't think, he starts banging the wall. Next thing he thinks, he knocks over his thing. We have to call the guy with Ellie down to fix his light, and then he's banging. This guy hits the guy in our big blue arms, his neighbor. Get up for a second, be illogical. He's not logical, he's up there. He's there, that little stupid mosquito, and whole mama's do crazy things. Looks at me, oh, man, get up and hit the light. The big black one on his head. Why? He didn't want to get up for a second. One said, get up. On the light, you'll find the mosquito. You'll find the mosquito. You'll find the thing, but the person doesn't think. He gets upset. He's in anger. When a person is in anger, he loses the shlita of his moyach. A person could break people. I don't think people could do the worst things in anger. They don't even know what they're doing. I remember there many years ago, many years ago, I was in Nashville, Baltimore. So, I'm sitting in the base of Medrash, Ben Hasdarim, and a guy comes over to me. He didn't look familiar from the background. He said, can you get me two other guys together? I said, what for? I just drove in from Washington or whatever, or maybe from downtown Baltimore. I said, what's wrong? He said, I just need two guys to make a man or whatever. I'm sorry. He said, I'll tell you what I want. I need to matter a nether in there. I made a nether, I'm not going to have any honor ever for my wife again. So what happened? Well, she burnt the soup. I got all upset. I don't know, something happened. I don't know why. He didn't talk why again. He was so upset. He made a nether and the dad was upset. He got so upset. I don't know what was the terrible thing. Man. I don't know what was so bad. She served him meat dishes. Meat cracker. Solomon's meat. I don't know what he was. Look, maybe talking. No, what could be so bad? A boy said, "What could be so bad?" He made a nether against his wife. The grove said, "Hakashal, it's gonna, you know." I don't know. I hope he's still moving because I was a still young boy. I don't know if they, whatever. But anyway, the boy said, "But he made a nether. I'm not gonna have any honor of my wife ever. He couldn't eat anything. Couldn't come home. His wife was not eat. It wasn't. Why? Because he got angry. People could do crazy things. No stories. People get upset. Come home. They get upset. Why is this up ready?" Make a man to arrange the wife will run to the bedroom, start crying, and the kids will be seeing what's going on. The father's in a rage. What's he so upset? Supper is 5 minutes late. You think I'm joking about this? I feel like I'm just enraged. Scream and come into a base measure, I'll find it's not straight. Come onto the room, they get enraged. I'm not saying you're not like upset, so I'm going to do something. there's an inner kas, to lose yourself, to be koyes, so if the Gemara in the Dorm Chaf Beis, kol mine gehenim sholtin bo, a person who, besides the Gemara says that it's not good physically, but it causes physical ailments, versus tachtonius, he has hemorrhoid problems, because of kas, anger, but the Gemara says, kol mine gehenim sholtin bo, because you're big, even about a czar, if you will say, that's what kol mine gehenim sholtin bo. The person has to, so how do you work on it? My son, I'm upset. I want it to be a certain way. If you think of 1 second, it's only going to be the way the Yibeshim wants. Now in the parasha that we're discussing, Amunah B'tochen is the way the person is solve our kas problem. The person has to know if he wants to have any successful relationship with anybody, especially with a wife, kas is the worst meter of us. Even though it's any type of kas, it's no good by anyone. It says by a Talmud, you let us show kas upon him, just on the face, sometimes you want to show you said, you want to mechanech. I know, because it's a deacon, but lemaisa, but stam kasa, it's one of the worst midas, call me to get him shoulder, but call kasi, oh, you know, but it's all, but it doesn't say that it's so many midas, kasa and gaiva, two worst midas, the boy said. And both have to do, both are interrelated with Abu Dhabi. Because gaiva also comes, because you don't think about the immersion in the world. But kasa for sure, if there's a muna, if you believe in the Esa Marcus, if the Mitzvah will understand it comes from the Yibeshman, they won't be whacking over, hitting away at the frogs, flying out all that. You're crazy. What are you doing? You're making more frogs come. There's no mind, it's not working properly. You lose your mind. And that's why a person called Akoyesh Shurkech Limudor, the Gemara, Shach of Samach Vav, called Akoyesh Shurkech Limudor also. Because in order to retain Kerr, you need to be burned for Loilam. Megillah Vav, other days. That the Gemara is Yatim and Shemaya to retain learning is Yatim and Shemaya to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you're Koyes, you vanish the Kodesh from your life. Once you vanish it from your life, you don't have Siyat and Shemaya. You don't have Siyat and Shemaya, it's partially you forget your learning. That's why Kola Koyes, Shechech Limudah, the Boyz, Mishkach Limudah, Mishkach Talmudah. The Boyz Ay Kas is a thing that causes us to forget our learning. Kas is the biggest ailment of Boyz Ay Kas from anger. All bodily parts that come from anger, Boyz Ay. But it's not the Mitzvah we're supposed to be. We're supposed to live with the Yibeish Shalom. And if you live with the Yibeish Shalom, you don't get angry. Somebody might go and call you away. Listen, that's a hard thing because you want something and you're planning on it and you're working at it. If it doesn't go my way, it feels it wasn't in my it wasn't supposed to be. It wasn't supposed to be. I tried. I didn't try. It wasn't supposed to be. Therefore, a person can learn from that. He learns from the Midah. Of Emunah, he learns to understand that that's a version of the world. And Mela, his life is much more simpler, is much more happier. And can deal with not getting angry very simpler, but say, and can deal with other people in the right way, but say, so he does something to them, like we said, there's no sinas chinam, there's no sinah, there's no hatred. Yes, it's one of the Yibeish Lorah. Throughout the Ezer, Hashem Yisbarah, we Zeicha, to not only connect with the Kodesh Baruch on a different level, but to live a happy, healthy life.